This is from the workbook 101 Trauma-Informed Interventions by Linda Curran. The first one we will do is the containment imagery script. Go ahead and get comfortable. Lie down if you would like, or sit down as comfortably as you can get. Make sure that your back, neck, and spine are fully supported, and know that you will not be interrupted for the next little while. Go ahead and gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now begin to bring your attention to your breath, the direct experience of your breath, however it is and however it changes. Allow yourself to softly focus your awareness onto the breath that is arising right now, the in-breath and the out-breath, the rising and the falling. If you can, try to follow one full cycle of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath through its entirety, and then to the beginning of the out-breath through its entirety. Allow yourself the time and the space to be in direct contact with the breath throughout one entire cycle. And take a deep breath. As you continue to pay attention to the breath, you may notice distractions that arise. Just allow yourself to notice those distractions, any bodily sensations, or any thoughts that may arise. If possible, allow yourself to become aware of the separateness of those bodily sensations. Notice how those sensations are separate and distinct from your thoughts, your ideas, and your words. Take a deep breath. Now, as you continue with this focused awareness, you will notice how often you lose contact with the breath. Maybe you become caught in a thought or an idea or a plan, or maybe some other bodily sensation pulls your attention. When a distraction happens, simply notice that you have lost connection with the breath and gently bring your awareness back. Deep breath. We'll begin now with another deep breath. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose, and exhale through pursed lips slowly until all of the air has been released. We are now going to be creating a container. It doesn't matter what kind of container it is, as long as it can hold any and all disturbing material. If you are going to develop such a container, what would it look like? Some people have used boxes, safes, trunks, or chests. Others have used book bags, knapsacks, or other pieces of luggage. It can be anything, really. A tank, a submarine, an underground well, anything that suits you. Take a deep breath. Can you bring to mind an image of something like that? Something that would be able to contain any and all disturbing material? When you have one in mind, take a good look at it. What material is it made out of? How is it held together? How big is it? What color is it? Are there any markings on it? If there are markings, notice them. If not, that's fine, but I'd like you to add something to this container. I'd like you to add in some way, whether it be a note or a sign or an inscription of sort, a notation to indicate that this container will remain tightly sealed. It will remain tightly sealed until you wish to open it and retrieve something from it. Otherwise, it will remain sealed. It can be opened, but only by you, and should be opened only in the service of your healing. Deep breath. So once again, look at your container. Does it already have that message on it? If not, place it there now. Now, how does this container open? Are you able to open it by yourself, or do you need help? Is there a lock on it? If not, feel free to put one or several locks on it now. Deep breath. Once the locks are in place, we'll experiment with opening and closing them, locking and unlocking them. As you do that, notice how much or how little effort it takes to open and close the container. Deep breath. When you feel comfortable handling it, I'd like you to think of something that you might put into the container, just for practice. Do whatever is necessary to open it up and then place something in there. When I say something, I mean anything really. Anything that may be distressing or disturbing to you right now. It could be thoughts or worries, bad feelings or bad memories. It could be something that you have to do, but not right at this minute. Or it could be something that keeps you from being present with this exercise. It could be self-judgment, doubt, or pain. Whatever it is, you're going to put it into the container. Whatever you need to do to get it in there, do that now. Take a deep breath. Once the disturbing material is in, close it up and lock the container. Now breathe deeply as you look at the locked container, securely holding anything that you need or want it to hold. And take a deep breath. Notice how you feel in your body having set aside whatever distressing thing you put in your container. Can you sense that it's fully contained? Is there something that keeps it from feeling fully contained? If so, can we try opening your container and putting that in there as well? Remember that this container is yours and will hold anything and everything you need it to hold for as long as you need it to. And take a deep breath. Now imagine walking away from your container so that it is no longer in your sight. Notice the feeling in your body now that you're no longer burdened by what you put in the container. Notice your breath, your in-breath and your out-breath, and any sensations of relief you feel in your body. Maybe your shoulders have dropped a bit, or some of the tension in your neck has subsided. Whatever feelings of relief you notice, breathe deeply and just notice. Whatever you put in the container is now securely locked inside. It is for you to open whenever you wish to put things in or take them out. So now, just for practice, let's go back to your container. Once you have it in sight, look closely. See if you can read what's written on the outside. Continue focusing on your breath as you continue to approach the container. When you're within reach, unlock it and open it up. As you open it, notice that what you put in there is still there, separate from you. You might want to put something else in, or maybe even a few things. Or you may just wish to lock it back up. Whatever feels right and safe to you, do that now. And take a deep breath. And once you're finished practicing putting things in your container and securely locking it back up, you can walk away from the container. As you walk away, begin to bring yourself and your awareness back to this room. Know that this resource, this secure container, is available to you at any time. Know that you can use it to hold any and all disturbing things. Know that all the things that you've chosen, or anything that you choose to contain in the future, will be secure and will remain secure. You can access the material whenever you feel ready to do so. But for now, you may leave it, knowing it is safely and securely contained. And take a deep breath. And now, whenever you're ready, gently bring yourself back to the room by listening to me count up from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, your eyes will gently open. You will be awake and alert and feeling only peace. 1, 2, 3. Take a deep breath. 4 and 5.